Hello, everybody on Audio Boom. Hope you are having an awesome Friday and looking forward to a good weekend. This Audio Boo is primarily for guide dog owners. I know some people say guide dog users for those who technically don't own the dog, but I like to just say guide dog owners. Oh, that's my friend's iPhone ringtone when somebody texts, when a specific friend texts her. I guess that's from the Hunger Games. Yeah.
She loves him as much as I love him.
Well, bless you. Now, my question is for people that have guide dogs. How many of you have used a dog walking / sitting / boarding service like Rover, where you book your appointment or whatever it is you need and you pay through the app and such and such? So how many guide dog owners? I mean, I'm specifically leaning towards guide dog. If you're a dog owner and you use Rover, that's great. But for guide dogs, I was just curious as to how that works for you. Like, do you feel generally comfortable about it? Do you use them, not so much often, but do you use them, the dog walking services? The reason I ask is because somebody had actually mentioned on a Facebook post that my friend was looking at about an app. It's called WAG. And apparently what it is you get a, you create an account like you do with Rover. And I wanted to check it out because they do allow dog sitting / dog boarding. And we were kind of curious because I wouldn't mind. I know Rover does house sitting too. I would not do that, being the fact that I'm married and my husband requires attention. So I wouldn't want to leave my home and stay at someone's house for a few days, even though that would be nice. I would love to. I don't unfortunately have that luxury. But I was curious about dog sitting, and I thought, this could be a way to, you know, check it out, earn some income. But I wanted to check out the service before I actually delved into something like that. Apparently, from what we've heard, and I don't know if it's true, but from a YouTube video, we've heard that these people need to have certificates in order to give the dogs walks and take care of them. They're supposed to have some sort of training. But the video wasn't specifically clear on what that was. And I've heard on Rover, you don't necessarily need that. I'm a little more, secure in the knowledge that especially places like WAG offers, does background checks, and they have some stricter standards on dog walkers / sitters. So that makes me a little bit more, safe in the knowledge that, everything should be up to par. You don't want to just take everything at face value. And that's why I'm reaching out to guide dog owners. So here's this interesting thing. I signed up today with WAG just first of all to test the accessibility of their app. And their app is 75% accessible. There are some button labeling issues and things that I need to, raise awareness to the app developers. Because I think anyone who has a dog, even if you're blind and you don't have a guide dog, you could benefit from this app if you are interested in that sort of thing. So the interesting thing is I found the app, it tried to walk me through what it could. I created an account. I found a photo of my dog. What they do is they want you to have a photo of your dog. You put the dog's name, age, and breed. And, so we found an interesting photo of Zappa, who was lying on the couch, and his head was on the Mac computer, my friend's Mac, because I had the Mac with me and I was going to do some writing, and he put his head on the Mac and refused to let me use it. He wanted to write as a blog post, I guess. He fell asleep on the Mac and he just sighed. He's like, I want a Mac. So my question is mainly for guide dog owners about these services. How do you feel? Do you feel that they would provide any help? And the reason I ask this is because everybody says, well, you are supposed to be completely responsible for your guide dog, and you are not supposed to really let, you know, if you let your family members help take care of the dog and whatever, that's fine. If you need to board the dog every once in a while, especially this furry thing who's getting H-U-N-G-R-Y, if you need to board them and do whatever you need to do, sometimes we just need to do it. Although I wouldn't be a frequent user of this app, they did send me an email and they said they have this thing called a WAG walk lockbox. And what it is you get a copy of your house key and you put the house key in this box, and you can either put it on your doorknob, on your door, or wherever. You could get creative and hide it somewhere. So what you do is, apparently there is a code, and you enter this code to open the lockbox and retrieve your house key. Now, I would be more specific, because if I'm going to be letting somebody take my dog out for a walk, I want to be there when they get there, and I want to speak to them. I want contact info. I want exact locations on where they plan to take my dog. I'm a nervous mom, I guess you can say. So they're offering me a free walk of up to 20 minutes or 30 minutes, but it expires in 7 days. Of course, that's how they get you. And I'm kind of like on the fence. Should I try it? Should I not? And this lockbox, apparently they're high in demand. And apparently I just happen to be one of the lucky people that, they're actually shipping out a lockbox to me today. And I barely signed up for the app today. So my thought to this is they said, because they're so high in demand, there's an expiration date. If you don't use your lockbox in 30 days, you'll need to mail it back. Now, do they mean in 30 days of the initial setup of the lockbox, or, you know, consecutively 30 days, months down the line? Now, I'm kind of on the fence, first of all, about the service, because I've heard that places like Rover and stuff, they're very reputable. And with my health, sometimes I'm currently doing allergy immunotherapy and I'm constantly having sinus headaches. I'm also on some medication for situations that are personal, and I've been having some minor health problems, but they're getting to be a bit of a inconvenience. So once in a while, it would kind of be nice, maybe once or twice, you know, a year, or maybe every 2 or 3 months, to maybe just have someone take your dog out and go potty and give you a little mini break. So I can see use for the app. Now, the lockbox, I'm a little iffy about that, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'll give it a try. But I did have a situation at one point where my husband had a seizure and I had to go to the hospital. And because I was sitting in the front of the ambulance, and they're like, we've got to go, because he wasn't responding. So I had a situation where I had to sit in the front seat and I had to have Zappa in the crate, because he was worried about Jeremy and he was whimpering and wanted to be with him. But the paramedics needed room to do their work. So I had to leave him in the crate, and he was there for 6 hours. I tried to get a hold of a neighbor. I tried to even get a hold of, there were these supposed, you know, people in the area that said, oh, we'll babysit your dog anytime. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. They were supposed friends, but I've never heard from them in over a year. So I tried calling them. I said, you know, I'm so sorry, but, you know, would it be too much trouble for you to just come and check on my dog? So I can see where a lockbox of something of that nature might come in handy, but I don't see myself using it all the time. So I'm a little, you know, like, should I try it? Should I not? So what are your guys' opinions on these dog walking services? I have this really tight bond with my dog where if anybody takes my dog out for a walk, it's me. And unless I am dead or having a heart attack, or unless I can't, my neighbor has taken him out only once or twice in the 3 years that I've had him here. So you know, with other guide dog owners, I know probably somebody might tell me,